Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Yay, there we are. We are so glad that you are all here this morning. Whether you have been here your whole life or this is your first time in worship with us, we are very glad that you are here. One of the ways that you can learn about the way that GPC is Church Together is to check out your bulletin. There's a calendar and many announcements about our worship, fellowship, mission, and learning opportunities. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask someone nearby. There will also be an elder standing at the communion table following worship to receive any of your questions or your comments. Also, in your pews, there is a hospitality register. It's a pad of paper. If you would, sign your name so that we can greet one another by name throughout the service. A few announcements about worship this morning. Yes, we have come to my favorite church holiday. In case you didn't notice the blue, it is Baptism of the Lord Sunday, a great celebration of remembering God's promises to us and the promises we make to one another. There will be a time of remembering our baptism, and you are invited to say as much or as little of that liturgy as is meaningful for you. And if anyone in the congregation has not been baptized and is interested in learning more, please talk with me after worship, and I would be happy to talk with you more about that. Another note about our worship this morning, we welcome the Reverend Ray Jones to the pulpit this morning. Ray is the coordinator for evangelism in the Office of Evangelism and Church Growth at the National Church, the Presbyterian Church USA headquarters in Louisville, Kentucky. So we'll say hi to Ray. Say good morning. Can we? There we go. As many of you all know, I serve as an elected member of the Presbyterian Mission Agency Board, one of the six agencies of the PCUSA, and I have worked and served on the Evangelism Committee with Ray's office, and so it's very exciting to have an opportunity to make this connection with you all here at GPC. Final announcement I have is a reminder that our annual congregational meeting and potluck, which you don't want to miss, is scheduled for January 26th. This is also all-officer training of deacons, elders, and trustees newly coming on and currently serving. Yes, I checked the calendar. No, there is no football. We're safe. So, a few other announcements. Todd.
Good morning. Just a reminder, it's that time of year again. We're going to have GPC night with the Amricks. That will be March 9th at 5:05 p.m. That's a Sunday. We'll start selling tickets next week down in the fellowship hall after service, and we'll be doing that until March 2nd. And then we'll be handing out the tickets March 9th. The cost is $14 per ticket. We'll probably have real good seats like we've had the last 2 years. So if you have any other questions, please see myself or Gary Dykes. Thank you.
Thank you. Chair.
Good morning. As many of you know, Caroline has announced her retirement, and she keeps telling me that she's serious about it. So we're going to be planning a celebration of her time with us for June 29th, and our first meeting will be a week from Thursday, the 23rd. At 6:30 or 7, I'll make sure it's in next week's bulletin. Anyone who's interested in helping is more than welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Carol Ann?
Yes, Syracuse fans, I'm hanging my head in shame. All right. Confirmation class. I want to remind you that we have a class after worship, so we'll be meeting in room 2. And 7th graders and 8th graders, you've been invited to go to the brand new movie Madness at Somerville Presbyterian Church. All of a sudden, I couldn't remember where it was. Somerville Presbyterian Church. But today is the deadline, and it's kind of a drop-dead deadline. So if there are extra permission slips, if you forgot yours, you can... they're in my office. You can get one and put it in the box and then meet here next Friday night at 9:30. Thanks. And I'll turn it over to Josh and Jessica, who have very important announcements.
Hi, I'm Josh.
And I'm Jessica.
The Blue Mountain Coffee House is coming up this Saturday. We need more people to perform in it, so if you want to perform, there's a sign-up on the kiosk.
And tickets are for sale in the Fellowship Hall after worship. $5 per person, and children under 10 are free. Thanks.
And now, friends, let us prepare our hearts, our minds, our entire selves to worship our holy God.
Please stand, if able, for the call to worship. Come, all who are gathered to worship God. God's voice speaks in the midst of our chaos.
God's voice flows like the living waters of grace.
May God give strength to the people. May God bless the people with grace. Thank you.
Join me for a moment of the prayer of confession. We are incredibly stubborn, O Lord. We have entered the season in which your light has been given to the world. We confess to choosing darkness. Pour your baptismal waters over us again, cleansing us from our self-pity and arrogance. Nourish and heal us, so that we may joyfully serve you. Wash away our jealousy, greed, and all negative thoughts and behaviors that stand in the way of our truly being the people you have called us to be. Again, let us receive the blessings offered in creation, in the birth and baptism of Jesus, and in the ministry of the saints of light. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just take a moment and bring our personal confessions to God in a moment of silence. Like the melting snow of winter that releases life-giving water, God thaws the iciness of our hearts.
Thanks be to God for our grace.
At this time, I invite the children to come forward. Hi, you can stay standing because we're going to walk. Good morning. You can stay standing. We're going to go walking. Not too far. Good morning. Good morning, friends. You want to follow me over here? Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Okay, so if you are really tall, if you would make sure that there is a littler person standing in front of you, that would be great. I promise you'll all get to participate, but it's good. And that, I guess that would include me, right? Because I'm kind of tall, too. Come on, I can reach over. All right. You guys heard me say this is my favorite Sunday. It is. This is the Sunday. Remember. And we tell the story about how God loved Jesus, and through Jesus, we learn all about God's grace and love for us. And one of the ways that we remember, celebrate, and give thanks for that love this. Water. Do you guys want to touch it? You can. You can touch it. Can stick your whole... It is warm. This water is one of the ways that we remember how much God loves each and every one of us. Where do you guys touch water in your everyday life? Touch water, wash your hands, put water in your cup. Yes, wash hands, water in the cup. Yep. Thing? Yes. In the washing machine? Yes. Where else? When you take a shower. I was hoping someone was going to say that. It's good to take a bath and a shower. Do you know that every time you touch water, you can remember God's love for you? This week, whenever you take a drink of water or wash your hands, take a shower or a bath, or I want you to touch that water, and I want you to think to yourself, God loves me. You think you can do that this week? God loves me. Can we pray together? Let's pray together. You can pray with your hands in the water or whatever you want to do. Dear God, and your love for us. Amen. All right, you guys can go back and sit. Parents or Sunday school class, if you get to touch the water, you can. It's great, isn't it?
The first reading from the book today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Imagine the picture when you hear these words. Listen now to the words of God. Then Jesus came to Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and yet you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. And then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he had come up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased.